Hello everyone, welcome to Crossing the Bridge. It's such a pleasure to have you here. If you want to become happier, healthier, and healed, please stay with us. This is the podcast where we explore the journey of personal growth and insights. Today we are totally excited. We have Manuel Brito with us, a person known for his kindness, humility, and creativity. Manuel, thank you for joining us today and share your story with our listeners.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
To be honest, I couldn't wait to sit with you today.
Thank you.
Well, in one of the most our class, you told us that we should focus on developing new skills, and I would like to you develop this argument a little bit further. What do you consider be new skills?
Okay, good. That's definitely a very good statement from my part, because you always need to have new skill. You are taking a technical course.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to learn technical skills, but you have other skills which are also essential for today's labor market, such as communication skills,
absolutely.
Interpersonal skills, language skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things to do with computer skills. All of these skills are very important. So you should learn your technical skills,
yes. But
also these so-called soft skills, which the market and the professionals demand more and more.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And allow me to say that's why I started to learn a new language. And thank you for that. I mean, thank you for being a good teacher.
Thank you.
And I was diving something, some particular statements. And I believe to most people, be focused and determined is hard, because there are those days that you feel lazy and you feel like you don't feel like doing anything. And my question is, how do you face these days, or how do you face these moments when you feel like you don't want to do something, or you just stay in your house or be watching TV, whatever you feel like it's something that I don't feel afraid to do? And how do you face it these days, or how do you stay over or get over this moment?
We all have good days and bad days. Okay? Sometimes a bad day is not that bad. I mean, sometimes you just have to stop,
yes,
relax for a while. So you don't have to be constantly doing something.
Yeah.
Be just doing nothing. That's also very healthy.
Yeah.
If those moments become more and more normal, I mean, there's something not right with your life. Your eyes are getting depressed, or you're getting tired, or
getting
worn out somehow. How do you overcome this? Well, there are many things which are very important. For example, if you have a good support from your family, from your friends.
Yes.
If you have, for example, always practice sports. In my case, sports is very important.
Too?
I feel a lot more tired when I don't do sport than when I do practice sports. So you have to find ways of overcome that,
yes,
kind of laziness, but you don't want to do anything, but you know you cannot, you know, just be sitting around every day. So you have to be strong, get out of your comfort zone, do something different.
Yes.
Because that helps.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I invite you, I think like, man, this guy is some guy that inspired me a lot. And in some of our classes, you teach us a lot of things. I mean, such a great topics. And always, even when you were angry with us, I don't know how to say this word, but it was amazing. It was amazing. And I believe our experience build our personality and make us better and better. What is something that happened in your past, a feeling, experience, or emotion that you think shaped you, shaped who I want you to be? Yes.
Okay, well, I have to definitely say that my mother is my lighthouse, because she had a very difficult life. My father died when I was very, very young. So she brought me up alone. So she's definitely my example. She was a fantastic person. So she's definitely my life would not have been the same without her.
Absolutely.
So that's probably my example.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love hearing that. I love it. And first of all, you're a great trainer, and I'm so glad to have you as my trainer.
Thank you.
you're welcome. Well, did you always dream of being a trainer, or is it something that you find along the way?
Well, actually, when I was in college, in faculty, I had two different possibilities. Either I would become a teacher or I would become a translator.
Okay.
I chose translation. Translation. My specialty is in translation.
Absolutely.
When I came here to Sikkim, I was a translator.
All right.
But then this is a school, so they invited me to teach. And the truth is I love teaching. I love transmitting knowledge to other people. And I love communicating. And teaching, you need right. to communicate exactly. every day, in every moment.
Exactly.
So, no, it was not something that I had planned. I never said, I'm going to be a teacher.
To be a teacher.
But ever since I started, I've never stopped. And I love doing it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you faced many struggles, and you were saying that your mother grow you, and you are inspired by her. Absolutely. And during this process, what do you believe gave you the strength to get through then?
Yeah, as I said, as I was growing up, we were poor.
Yes.
Because my mother had to take care of herself and me. She had to work. This was only the two of us.
Yes.
And so I guess I always, when I was going through school and then in university and when I started working, I guess I always looked back and said, look, I have to do it for her because she deserves it.
Yes.
She absolutely. Worked very hard to give me my school, my core, and get me to work. So now it's my turn to support yes. them. So that's probably, again, the example when I followed her example. And I knew that she had helped me, and now it was my turn to do something for her.
Yes.
And the same for my family when I got married and so on.
It means a lot to hear that. And I'm feeling similar condition because my mother also gave me the strength when I was down, or even when I thought, I mean, I didn't get that, or I didn't get this scholarship to travel to Portugal. My father was sick, and my mother gave me all this kind of material that I need, money, support, and emotional advice. And I'm so glad to have you, to have her like my mother. And yes, when we were talking about it, your mother, I'm feeling in similar condition. Absolutely. I love that. I hear that.
It's very important that we understand, I mean, everybody.
Yes.
That the human being is not made to exist alone. We have networks.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a network of my colleagues here at work, my friends, yes. my family, my kids. So it's very important to have these groups, these networks.
These networks.
Otherwise, you will live alone and you will always feel alone.
Yes.
And that's really a very, very, very bad feeling.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Also, in getting back to add some subject I love, in some of our class, you told us a little bit about your son, and I'm sure there are some father watching this right now. And in your opinion, what is the dark side or and the light side of being a father?
Well, that is no dark side. I mean, sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah, sure.
Because it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of work,
yeah,
a lot of expense.
Okay.
It's a lot of worrying, but wow. I wouldn't say there's a dark side. There is no dark side in being a father.
Okay.
There are difficult moments, as you never
absolutely
in life.
Yes.
But it's pretty much all light because, I mean, you see it from the moment it is he or she is born until he or she is a grown up.
Yes.
And you see them all through these stages. It's always different. It's always wonderful. Yeah, of course, there are problems. Like everything in life, there are difficult moments, but I wouldn't say there's a dark side. It's pretty much light. Really good.
Wait, let me see. Let me listen to that. Those words, I was thinking like, now I'm excited to be a father.
Okay.
Absolutely. And
I didn't know you were a father.
No, no, no. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm not a father now. I'm excited. Well, we are getting to some final question, but before we cross in the bridge, we have a few questions left. As I said, the first one is: what is the most interesting thing you have learned recently?
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, I've recently started to learn Italian because I love languages.
Amazing.
I know a few languages, and I'm always interested in knowing more about knowing different ones.
Yes.
So recently, I would say that's probably the most interesting part, my most interesting thing that I've learned, starting to learn Italian.
Right. And if someone offered you a box containing everything you ever lost, what would you look first?
And that's a good question. I remember once I had a ring, a golden ring,
yes,
that my mother, at the time I was a kid, my mother offered to me. And I remembered that I went with some friends to the beach, and sillily I took the ring and I lost it. And it was a very important ring for my mother, so she wasn't sadder. She was more sad than I was.
Yes.
But I would like to recover that. Other than that, I don't think anything else.
I love that. If you watch this video 5 years from now, which advice would you love to hear from yourself?
Okay. So you mean what advice I would give now?
And here
5 years from now.
Yes. Like when you hear, like, I love to hear that.
Okay. What I would say is always learn new things. Because when whatever it is, could be a new sport, could be a new game, could be a video game, a new video game. My son, for example, could be a new language, could be a new class that I teach.
Yes.
Always, because you have to have this capacity of always learning from everything.
Everything.
So what I would tell myself is never stop learning and never stop doing exercise and playing tennis, my favorite sport.
Absolutely.
Because that is good for your body and for your head as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you could create one law that everybody have to follow, what would it be?
One law. I would say respect the other people as you want them to respect you. Because if everyone does this, then we'll have no wars. We'll have nobody will be starving. But if I have two chickens and you don't have one, then I will give you one. Each one has one, for example.
Yes.
So I will need respect. Respect the others as you want them to respect you. Yes. If everybody does this, we'll be okay.
Sharing love is truly show of how human being can be. Like when you are in similar condition with someone and you think, I can offer help for them, and just do it, because if you want to someone help you, you could help somebody else.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. And can you share a piece of advice you wish you had heard when you were younger? Something you believe, if I had heard it my whole life, could have made a huge difference?
I don't know, maybe if I had told myself, or if I had heard before, that being a teacher would be so interesting, maybe I would have followed a different path instead of going of translation and
Yes. Follow
teaching.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Although today, being a teacher is a bit difficult.
Okay.
A bit difficult, I'm not sure. But yeah, that's it.
Amazing. Manuel, this is our final station, and I really appreciate your presence right here and in every single question you thought. It was amazing. I love hear your story and some advice you give to us and other people right here. And thank you for meeting me now, and thank you for accepting my invite.
No, thank you for having me over. I'd just like to say something. Which is very important in all stages of your life.
Yeah.
Never stop learning. always learn something, because learning is what life has most interesting.
Thank you
for having
me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
Então, estou aprovado?